That's all, folks.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, The Backburner. You're listening to The Backburner, CITR 101.9 FM.
What's up, guys? We're back. You may have heard us last week on Thursday at 11 to 12. We have readjusted our schedules, and we're now today, Wednesday, September 18th, from 11:30 to 12:30. So how about that? Different time.
How about that?
I'm here. With a few of us, we're going to introduce ourselves. I'm Teo, one of the many co-hosts here, and we're going to sauce it around to number two.
I am Gabe Dufour. Not just Gabe. And I'm here.
Hi, Gabe.
Hi, I'm B, Bree, or Brianna. Both, all three.
First time. All right, I'm Roman. Man, let's get this shit started.
I'm Isaac. This is my first time on the radio. I've never done this.
So if you're new to the show, The Backburner is a show.
The Backburner
is a show where we talk about something, and if it gets heated, we put it on the back burner, and we let it cool down. We also double as a relationship advice show. You can call in at any time, and we will stop what we're doing.
What we're doing.
And we will let you know our number to call right now.
Number to call right now.
It is?
604-822-3043. Oh, wait, that's the warm line. We're on the hotline.
We want
604-UBC-CITR. That's 604-822-3104.
What is it?
604-822-3104.
So you can call any time in the show, and we'll stop what we're doing, and we will answer your advice. Or we will give you advice, but we won't answer your advice. We'll answer your questions.
What question?
Last week, we had a girl named Megan call
from her. Seattle.
Yeah, from Seattle.
Lovely Megan.
Thank you, Megan.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. From Seattle.
She had a very unfunny friend with a very, very large penis. they hung around for... She needed a lot of help deciding which was more important. And she didn't even decide.
She decided on one last ride.
She heard her advice. And then she's going to break up with him. Not after... She's going to do one more ride. We did a song for her. We did a goodbye song. And then she's going to ride it out to the stars and say goodbye to that guy. Mystery man out there. We're so sorry for being
sorry,
part
man.
Of that.
But he had, like, no sense of humor. He joked about, like, the wars and stuff.
18th
or, like,
century.
18th century. Like, what even not is the in the 18th century?
She couldn't even give an example of his jokes because
yeah,
they're
so
funny.
Bad.
They should never be repeated again.
She probably wasn't listening.
If they were so bad.
Oh.
We'll put that on the back burner.
Yeah, that's going straight to the back burner. Once again, guys, we double as a relationship advice if you're just tuning in. And our number is
604-822-3104. That's 604-UBC-CITR. One more time. 604-822-3104. Call in. You need help. We're here to help you.
Correction, we're here to help you with relationship advice.
Yeah.
Please don't call in with anything else. We're not equipped or educated enough to give you any other advice. Actually, I lied. We have a new guest in here that is.
Yeah.
We can do sex advice.
Yeah.
Yay.
Woo!
Yeah.
Right.
The theme of today's episode is, can I get a drum roll, please? Sex advice.
Yes.
So we're going to start off with... Isaac, who went on a date today. Hey!
Literally round two of this.
Yeah, so last week it was me going on a Tinder date, and this week it's my boy here who went on a Tinder. How'd it go?
It was nice. She was sweet.
What?
And I came here early just to see you guys.
Aw.
So you bailed on the date early just to see me?
No, I mean, she had to get up. I have to get up tomorrow. I'll see her again soon.
I mean, I have to get up tomorrow, too. But like,
yeah, but...
You'll see her again soon, too.
Yeah, you'll see her again soon, too. No, it was sweet. I just took her to this Italian place, and then I knew I was coming here.
What was it called?
I was just talking to Gabe about it.
I think it's like Basil Pasta Shop. I wasn't watching or anything.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
Did you say, ew, we've been there?
No, she said, yeah.
It's pretty good. It's good food. They got pasta. They got basil.
And it's massive as well. Like, you leave.
It's pretty good
hungry.
Serving.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Debate
you
to end
go
all.
Go in hungry and you leave full. It's just crazy.
Side note here. See. Debate to end all debates. Is it basil or basil?
Basil. Basil.
I say basil.
Basil.
No comment.
You I call it Basil. So.
Sounds like basil outvotes
basil.
Both of those.
So let's get the theme of the show on the road. For those of you just tuning in, you're listening to The Back Burner. Where we double as a relationship advice show. And our theme today is sex advice.
Are you okay, Gabe?
We have some people in here that are qualified to give you some great sex advice.
Can you elaborate on that for the
sure.
listeners
so, like,
out there?
Should you use handcuffs? Should you not use handcuffs? Should you use ropes instead of handcuffs? You know, what kind of tightness are you putting on
more,
yourself?
I was more.
If you have all these questions, you can just ask us at home. Like,
I thought. I was trying to elaborate more on who the experts are in the room.
Oh,
I think we have 4 out of 5 again. That's 80% again.
So if you're just tuning in, last week there was a few mathematical errors on my part that led to a recurring joke of percentage.
Quick at math, not good at math.
Yeah.
Man, very not good at math.
So I want to know, what is the best advice that any of you have been given by someone else for sex advice that you were like, ah, that's bad, or like, but it actually turned out to be great, or it was just great in the first part?
Well, I recently moved into a house with, I think, like right now it's like five other dudes, and it's a real party time. And last night we were talking about, like, you never force the spoon. You just let it happen naturally. But then we came up with the idea of, instead of spooning, it's called forking, where you just you go in and then no, it's called forking, where like you go in and then you just fall asleep. Like, there's just no moving. It's just that's it. It's called forking.
That's kind of cool.
Wait. So what does that look like?
It looks like penetration, and then you give up.
So wait, just so your day-to-day life then.
I don't know if we're the best at giving out advice anymore.
You guys heard it here first from Gabe, the creator of the fork. Forking. It's the new hip and cool thing with young people nowadays. We fork each other.
Knifing is next. Knifing is next.
Yeah,
whatever that means.
Knifing.
So we fully skipped the knife. We went from spoon to fork. So we're not spooning anymore. We're forking, which just means you go in and you give up and you pass out and you're kind of just both just like sleeping now in a position that I believe looks like a fork.
One body.
And then she sneezes. It's
one body.
And then it's
out it comes.
And then it's a spoon.
What's your take on this? What's the...
On forking?
No, not on forking. So are you asking us for the best, worst advice or the best...
No, the best advice.
The best, because you framed it as if...
I meant like advice that in your naive young...
I thought it was like bad advice. No, like, okay. I'm just trying to make everyone laugh here.
Like young, when you're young and you thought the advice was like bad and you realize now as you're older, like that was actually really good advice. Or it was just good advice from the get-go and you knew it was good advice. I want to know what advice you've been given by someone that's been really beneficial or has been really good advice. It could be from anyone, really. It could be uncle, whoever.
Don't sleep with your ex.
I think that's a...
Didn't listen.
That's pretty good.
So awkward.
Because that hits home, too.
Well, I'm just being blunt.
I mean, no, don't do that, but like...
But that's not really like sex advice.
I mean
that's good advice.
But some people don't even think about that. I mean, I thought about it, but I still made the mistake.
Wait, hold on. How many people have done this?
Cue sad music, please.
Yeah, play.
Cue some sad music for this.
So I did it, and it was too late when I was told I shouldn't have done it. It was already done.
Wow.
But no, actually, I think. Something that's actually really important on this topic is if you're dating someone, you should make it very clear, like, if you're actually dating them versus, like, am I in this other weird, like, ambiguous zone of, like, we are together.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, because one thing I learned from my mistake in that experience, seriously, is you're either, like, you're actually dating them or you're not. And if you already dated them, you can't be in this in-between friends with benefits.
So exclusivity.
Exclusivity is very important. Especially in that situation.
For the rules of You're Not in the Station, we had B just glare romantically at Roman as
yeah,
they said. That's
literally.
It was very, very
started.
Cute.
Yeah, but that's
so
that's
you
really
guys
important.
Would say that's the way to do it then. Just to like ease into it, dip your toe.
Well,
you would say like just dip your toe in, take it easy. Because Isaac, for the listeners just tuning in, Isaac is saying if you want to be with someone, make it exclusive from the start, no messing around. But you're saying.
It sounds like it almost sounds though like there's more like it almost sounds like from your angle it's more like there is definitely from day one like either it's exclusive or it shouldn't happen. Mm-hmm. And if you do jump into that middle area then you're fucked. For us it was mutually I guess consenting and it just kind of happened and kept going and there was I guess for me, there was like some uncertainty, and then it grew into something awesome, and then it became something awesome, and now it stayed something awesome. So it's
it's so wholesome now.
I just vomited my throat there. It's gone. It's gone.
Jealous. What do you have to say, B, from your perspective on
yeah,
that?
Yeah, B.
So for me, like when I moved here, I was still sleeping with / seeing my ex. We broke up, and then we were sleeping together for like 2 years. And then his sister gave me this like good piece of advice that I was actually
thinking
about.
Your ex's sister?
Yeah, my ex's older sister was like, wait until you have sex with a real man.
Man, if I could...
That implies that there's been some weird stuff going on between his sister and him.
Oh, God.
If she's the one to say that.
Okay. I don't think...
Let's put that on the back burner. That's going
that's
to the
on the back
burner.
That was pretty...
I was not going to go there with that. But like, yeah. I would just thought she was not impressed with her brother. Like, that's...
I don't know. Damn. She was like, I don't know, you should just wait till you have sex with a real man, and then you'll know what it's like to feel good.
I like how you put the intonation in, real man.
I was thinking about that today, and I was like, what does that even mean? And then I think I kind of realized.
Oh, yeah? Roman, and what was it?
Roman, like, I don't know why I kept sleeping with this guy, because Roman was, like, so much better.
In what way?
In life.
He's
quick
got
dodge.
Such an amazing personality. No, I'm just kidding, Roman. But like,
she's just kidding.
I don't know. Roman was just like really great, and the whole time I was like, we don't have feelings. And then a year goes by.
You can't deny it.
And then I was like, no, we still don't. And then we both did.
Who was the first to admit it?
But soon
was it me? Were you?
Literally, right, like you, but like...
We were apart over the summer after that year, and we both came back, and at that point, it was a mutual thing.
Wow.
Yeah. Like we stayed in touch the whole summer.
Yeah.
And yeah, we came back, and it was like done deal.
That's cute.
Yeah, definitely. I think like Roman said something that really made me think about it. And then, I'm really glad that we went this way. He's very nice.
Remember, Teo, when we were young and in love last summer, and now it's all gone.
Last summer?
Yeah.
What happened? Oh.
I mean, I didn't mean together. I mean with our significant others.
I shouldn't think that, but now I am, because that's what you mentioned.
They both were dating people last summer, and now they're both single.
Again, if you want to call.
Yeah, if you have a story that's similar to B and Roman's about.
If you need help.
If you need relationship
advice.
If you
want it to end like ours.
With anything, just call in. Anything.
604-822-3104.
You can call in any time of the show, guys, and we'll stop what we're doing and we'll answer your questions.
We're watching the boards.
We're watching the boards.
I heard a statistic somewhere that like only 4% of radio listeners actually call in. So be one of the 4% and call in. Why not? If you've never done it before, take a shot in the dark.
Let's make it 5%.
Let's make it 5%.
Let's get it up.
Come on, Van City. The Couve.
The Couve.
Only a boy from Calgary would say that.
Oh, dude.
Right.
Dude.
Yeehaw.
Dude. Flame sock.
Whoa. That's going the back burner right away. This is not a sports show. I don't do sports. But I had got some advice from someone that was really good once. And this may seem like counterintuitive or kind of obvious. Listen to the other person. And you know what?
Eric Andre.
You know what? It was great advice.
You didn't know how to listen before that?
I didn't know how to be an active listener. But now I do, to some extent. Better than I was before. And it's made a big difference. Because you actually get a sense of what your partner is feeling. And you can, you know, micro-adjust your own mood to kind of offset how they're feeling and actually listen to their problems. So I heard this, too, that a lot of early relationships, including relationships in university, end very fast because of burnout. And when I say burnout, I mean the males typically overload the females with...
It sounds like you should be saying it and you're like David Attenborough.
Okay. The males typically overload their voice and their inner soul and all their problems to the female. The female then has to adjust and deal with each issue one by one until eventually the female has no time for any more issues. And voila, boom, the relationship has come to a quick and early end.
Sounds like a high maintenance guy.
Yeah, baby, yeah.
No, but impressions aside, the guy, you know, as a male in society, we're not you know, told to be vulnerable and show emotions and talk to people.
We're getting a call. I think I know who it is. And we're going to turn both these up.
Come on in, babe.
Hello. Hello.
I can't hear it.
I hear something. Wait. I'll try this. Hello. Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
What's up?
Hey, how you doing?
Pretty well.
Who are you?
Who are you?
This is Jacob Early.
Jacob Early.
Yes.
More like Jacob Late.
Jacob Late.
We're trying to get Gabe.
We're trying to. I don't have headphones, so I'm trying to hear you there, mysterious caller.
Where are you from?
I got him.
Okay. Right.
I got him. Hello.
Hey.
Hey there. How are you doing there, Jacob?
I'm doing good. I heard you guys were doing relationship advice.
We are doing relationship advice.
Jacob, we are so happy you called.
So happy.
I was listening to David Attenborough on a radio call.
Yeah.
Oh, David Attenborough was here. That's right.
But like, David Attenborough needs to fix my love life right now.
Okay. What can we do to help you there, Jake?
I'm just lost.
Oh, Jake.
Oh my god, Jacob.
With you, not at you.
Yeah.
Oh, that was just so devastating.
Wowzers.
In a sea of emotions and overwhelming sadness.
Oh, dude.
So, what kind of advice are you looking for, Jacob?
Pardon me?
What kind of advice are you looking for, hoping for today from our crew?
Anything.
Do you have a specific relationship question? You know, have you been seeing someone that you're worried about or that you have any questions about or, you know, how to start off, you know, get into that online dating pool. Ka-chow.
Ka-chow. Mm-hmm. Lightning McQueen.
We're waiting.
Ka-chow.
Oh, so let's see. Okay, my question is, let's say, nowadays, what's the best way to start a relationship?
Ooh, that's a good question. Let's go around the table.
That
Roman?
That's a good one. To start a relationship. I mean,
like, are dates even 2019 anymore? Is that
I would say dates are definitely 2019. But really, I mean, dates haven't changed too much, honestly. Like, the way you go about having a date is still the same purpose, I would say. Like, but to get to the date, you got to find somebody you want to go on the date with. So you can always go for a picnic, you can go see a movie, you can go to dinner or lunch, but are your problems more like starting the date or trying to like find somebody to date?
The question is, like, it seems like setting up dates isn't something that like I see a lot of people doing. People just hang out, and the next thing you know, things have happened. You're like, oh, did you go on a date or a first date? And you're like, not really.
Oof. Man, I definitely advocate for dates. Like,
Me too.
It's so much more to talk about. Like, if you're sitting watching Netflix with somebody you just met, it could end well. But I mean, I don't know. Like moving aside like all the other weird redundancies. Honestly, like, of going on like the first date, I think some people are they don't want to be a part of that because of that, or kind of those dinner every time or a movie every time or whatever, they'll expect it. I want to do something new and different. I don't think people need that. If just do what you want to go do. If you think it's going to be a good time, it's going to be a good time, and then from there you got yourself a person. Like you're good.
Jacob. Oh, sorry.
No,
you go, babe.
No, I just wanted to say, like, you gotta establish rapport. Like, that is so important. Mm-hmm. Like, when you get, like when UBC calls you when you've graduated and they ask you for money, but before saying that, they're like, we're really interested in what you've been up to and, like, how you're doing. They're, like, told to develop rapport for, like, 10 minutes and then, like, go into it. So it's, like, super valuable. It's, like, so important to get someone to, like, get to know someone, like, get someone to trust you and
all
of that.
It's, like, the foreplay of communication.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah,
because
you know if you're good at what you're doing, your foreplay lasts a long time in both cases.
What if you don't like foreplay?
You're not for me.
Jacob, are you still there?
I'm still here.
Okay, that's good to hear. If I could have any advice for you, I would just say make your intentions clear. Okay, it sounds like you're having some issues. I've never met you. I don't know who you are, but it's sounding like you're like you say you at the beginning you said something about hanging out. Like, it seems like everyone's just hanging out, and then they're a thing. You're just hanging out with them. And I want to say, for you, this is just advice. Maybe just make it known. Just be like, hey, you and I, Thursday, date. What do you say? Like, don't say it like that, but just be like, would you like to go on a date this day? Maybe, like, smooth it up. That's a little rough. But just make it clear instead of just saying, let's go hang out. Because I know, like, in my life, like, ambivalence does not fly. So just make it
agreed.
Make it clear.
Good word. Ambivalence. Woo! Speaking of ambivalence, whatever that means, Gabe, last week you were in a different show on the station, and there was a girl outside the station who you've never met before. And
this is true.
And you quickly were flirting with her purely from putting on funny faces, and
this,
she was laughing
again,
and ha ha ha. And then you pulled the oldest trick in the book, and this is true, ladies and gentlemen.
Mm-hmm.
He pulled out a piece of paper and a pen, and he wrote his phone number and put it against the wall,
sure
the
did.
Glass wall, because it's a soundproof room, and she wrote his number down. Has she called you? I want to know.
So let me like set the scene. So like,
wait, is that guy still on the phone? Like,
yeah, he's still here.
Yeah, he's just in his dress.
Okay, Jacob, are you still there? Okay, so Jacob, I'll give you an advice. Maybe it'll work out, maybe it won't. So like, this story was that we there was a girl in line to like buy posters across from where we are at the station, and she was smiling at me, and I was smiling at her, and so I wrote my phone number down on a piece of paper. Slapped it up against the window. I was like, I am Ryan Gosling. This is the notebook. I just climbed the Ferris wheel. And she took a picture. She laughed. And she never reached out to me. She never she never got back to me. Yeah. But, like, you know, I look like a superstar. But maybe hope good luck in your ambitions. But
well,
just,
Gabe.
Hello?
If you write down your number, I call you.
Wow.
See, you're confident enough to land a girl, dude. You
got
no
it.
Problems.
It sounds like you're a confident dude, whoever you are, Jacob.
Well, thanks, Jacob, for calling.
Do you have any more questions?
Any final questions?
Any final questions for us?
How's the show going tonight? How's everyone's day going?
He knows how it is.
You know what? It's great. And it's thanks to, like, not to be cliche, like a PBS commercial, it's thanks to viewers like you that
really makes,
make
yeah.
this show
There's
possible.
One less sausage in the room tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
instead, it's a bun.
Thank you. You know, thanks for giving us something to do at 11:30 on a Wednesday night.
You're welcome, Jake. And thanks for I hope you keep tuning in for the rest of the show.
Yeah, we will. All right. See you guys later.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Goodbye,
Jacob.
From
take it easy.
Who knows where?
Who knows where?
Go with the flow.
Goodbye. Good luck, Jacob.
You got it.
I was considering. That's very nice of Jacob to call.
What?
I was considering
I
playing a little improv
before.
Song
he seems
for
so nice.
So out of the blue that he just called us, but you know, we did ask several times, so just. Keep calling us, because then you get great advice like that. And little tidbit anecdote stories,
what's
too.
What's the number?
Yeah, if you want to call in for advice,
604.
You can call at
604-288-822-3104.
That's 604-UBC-CITR, 604-822-3104.
And call and ask us about anything to do with sex advice, relationships, sex.
Yeah, please do call in. B is like, literally a certified sex education list.
Not certified. I have to go through like 3 days of rigorous training.
Pre-certified
that's
sex
all?
Teacher.
That's all you have left?
Yeah, that's all I have to do.
Oh.
I just took a bunch of classes at UBC about it.
Wow. So we have a semi-qualified a sexual professional.
Health, sexual health educator.
Thank you.
What?
That's the title.
What?
Is that a faculty? No, is this what faculty is it under? Like, what are those classes?
Okay, so
sex and foods?
No Teo. Chill.
No Teo.
So there's one in psych. It's psych 350, and the professor is like pretty hunky. And he'd like post pictures of porn and then like get us to like, they're like clicker questions like who's sexier, like what do you like more, like lots of questions, lots of images.
It sounds like he's secretly doing statistical analysis on you guys using you guys as data points.
Oh yeah, we had to like discuss the data and like how we were different and just questions about everything, and there'd be like a guy with a massive penis or like two massive fake boobs, and we'd have to like, you know, pick who we liked more, I guess.
Wow.
But it was about human sexuality, super
I got goosebumps.
Interesting.
I'm surprised that this is a class, to be
Me
honest.
Too.
It's but amazing.
This is really interesting. I'm in psych, yeah. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I should take it.
Okay, you should take it. Yeah, with Jason Winters. And okay. He, like.
Jonathan Winters? Like,
no. Oh, really? I don't watch.
He's
oh,
dead.
Sorry.
He's long dead. It's okay, B.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I didn't get the joke.
It's okay. Story of my life.
But then there's human sexual health. It's a nursing course. Mm. And you basically learn about sex ed. It's really great.
Wow.
Yeah, and the professor has like these little dolls with holes in them, and they're like meant to be gender neutral, and they have like they're really great, but the holes are the best part. Like, there is an actual butthole, a vagina.
How big are these dolls?
Kid size.
Back burner. We're gonna
no, 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 like toy size.
Oh, toy size. Okay, toy size. We're gonna play a song for you guys, and we'll be back. Yeah, we're gonna be back real quick.
Song ad read. Yeah.
This is a great. This is a song from Notorious MSG, a band in the U.S., and they all dress like Bruce Lee.
They're
very good. So please enjoy, and we'll be back with some more great stuff.
Can't we just play Biggie?
I like how in the description it says, forget the other versions on YouTube and iTunes. This is the one, Mother Dickers. We're right back. This is the backburn.
It's explicit, so if your kids are still awake, for any reason, hide them.
We're gonna
skip some intro to this song because we realized it's really long. So, once again, those of you tuning in, this is Notorious MSG, and we're the Backburner Show. And we'll be right back with some more advice and some impressions and some songs.
Hustle and run, living in the ghetto, no fun, but the hustle. also in the midnight sun.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Fight to live, live to fight. Got to break some bones when the money's right. Doing my thing just to get a meal.
Yeah.
145 a pound, never trying to toss steel. Keep it real. In the flesh, I'm a killer. Packing more heat than a Godzilla. What the deal with the 5-0? Who knows? I see more talent in the gong show. Got a better chance in the casino than even in the Chinese or ghetto.
Chinatown a hustler. Even die like a Chinatown a hustler. Born a fight, crazy mother sucker. In the town that's the mother to the hustler. Chinatown a hustler. Even die like a Chinatown a hustler. Born a fight, crazy mother sucker. In the town that's the mother to the hustler. Chinatown a hustler. Even die like a Chinatown a hustler.
Discorder Magazine has been supporting local music for over 30 years. Thanks to the long-term support of the Rickshaw Theater, Discorder lives. Your favorite bands are playing at the Rickshaw Theater. Check out their calendar just behind the cover of Discorder Magazine or at rickshawtheater.com.
What do we do on the show? What advice do we give?
What show is this?
Well, what show is this?
This is the...
The Back Burner. The Back Burner.
On CITR 101.9 FM. We are a late night show that we do once a week, once in a while. Who knows when. But it's always between 11 and 12.
Unless it's tonight.
Unless it's tonight for an exceptional reason, which we will not get into because it's exceptional. And we also double as a relationship advice show. And you can call in at any time during the show, and we'll stop what we're doing, and we'll answer your call. And the number is 604-822-3104. That's 604-822-3104. That's the number that you should call right now, and we'll answer. In the meantime, we got one of our very talented guests, Gabe, who's going to do a 100% improvised freestyle rap for y'all, and we hope... You it's hoodlums
like,
enjoy.
It's like watching Eminem get ready before 8 Mile.
Yo, I'm ready. I'm ready. My palms are sweaty. All right. Okay. Isaac is the beat master here.
You want to beat?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mr. Mad Lib.
Yo, DJ.
DJ.
Spin that shit.
Give me a second.
Sure. All right. So for those of you just tuning in, we're just kind of killing time right now until someone calls in. So if you call in, I will stop rapping and start giving you some life advice.
Silky
advice. But before that, we had an excellent conversation with a guy named Jacob, who was like, I don't know like how to just stop hanging out and start going
Actually,
out.
No, I want to give. I'm just going to give you this one.
And I said, that yeah, you want to go on a date with her. So I was like, make it clear. That's like, it's a date. Just don't say hanging out. Just like, instead of saying hanging out, save the times, just say date, you know?
Yeah.
Save the confusion.
Okay, speaking of confusion, Gabe, we got your beat.
Mm-hmm.
Spin it.
All right, we're ready. Welcome, Back Burner, the late, late show. The late, late, not great, but we have fun. Hope you have someone special in your heart. They don't stink like a fart. All right, okay. Late, late, not great, I don't hesitate, but I want you to participate. CITR 101.9, we keep it up, love all the time, cause it's the relationship advice show. You know that we don't say no to any callers, or even your father who wants to be a baller, saying I don't know what my daughter wants to do when she goes to grad, if she wants to get a dress just like the fad that she will regret in 20 years when she's got a beard, and she he's drinking those beers. Okay. We'll get back into it. Okay. Can you turn it up? Turn
yeah.
The music up? Okay.
I got you.
Okay, here we go. Call me if you want relationship advice. I'll tell you what's right or not. If you gotta hate, I'll rhyme once more with participate. Cause I'm not trying to hate if you call on the phone. I wanna make sure that you're no longer alone. I'm rapping and skipping beat like really hard. Cause I don't know how to land a solid bar. Count of 8 or 9, I don't waste my time. I know my bars are sourer than a lime. I know that they're whack and it's a sucking fact. You know I sound like Vanilla Ice. That's right, Ice Ice Baby, I'm not the baby. You know I'm driving people crazy in the studio on this view.
Oh my god. Man.
Wow. In the studio.
Sourer than a lime.
Sourer than a lime.
That was wonderful.
Those of you just tuning in, you're listening to The Back Burner Show. We double as a relationship advice show. That was just Gabe. You heard one of our guests. We're doing a 100% freestyle improv rap for y'all to enjoy. And we hope
dropped
you did.
A major mic.
He did. If you'd like to call in, please do, anytime in the show. It's 604-822-3104. That's 604-822-3104. And ask us for some advice about relationships, about sexual health, you know, whatever you want in that domain. Because we are, we're ready. We're ready for you.
That's what she said. That was amazing. I'm working on it.
What's next?
Well, we still haven't actually answered the first question from the show, the advice you've been given.
Oh, yeah, we didn't get all the way through.
No.
Does anyone else want to... Mine wasn't very...
I have a funny one.
Okay.
Please.
It was a long time ago in what we in the United States call middle school. I was about 14. It's my first girlfriend, I think. No. Yeah, we'll call her the first. First or second. And, you know, we were making out because, you know, that's literally what couples did and only that. We were making out and she stops me in the middle of making out and she's like, "You gotta stop doing that with your tongue." And I was like, "What does that mean?" Like, I was literally doing like the darting thing, like the thing you like would you should never do. It was so stupid because she was just like, I can't even move mine around. Like, it's just over. I was like, oof. Like it was a major self oof, and she stayed with me. Like, can you fucking believe that? Like.
Interesting.
Yeah, so, that's gross. One time I had like advice. This girl, like, I with no warning, just her entire tongue down my throat. It was like a slug. It just like crawled into my mouth. It was the worst thing in the world.
One time a girl
like, test the waters before you just dive in with me. Like, that's crazy. Just plug the drain, dude.
I think this was in grade 9 or something like that. With this girl, I was her first kiss and she really didn't know how to kiss because she licked my teeth.
Dude, I had a girl bite my teeth,
oh my God.
Dude.
So weird.
I've had people kiss me, or like I made out with this guy once in a club, and it was just all teeth. And I like was so upset about it.
At a club too.
I know, it was really gross. I was like, this was like, I think before Roman, or like during the time where I was like, I don't like him. So I just like found this gross guy.
Ew.
Or he was like, I was really drunk, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah,
I
gross
guess.
Guys in the club,
they're
really attractive
gross.
When you're really drunk, you know?
Yeah. Beer
goggles. Nice, good old teeth clink.
Yes, it was just like, it was like we were cheersing glasses, but with teeth.
Ew.
And I was just like, nope. Ugh. And then I like literally ran out of the club and then got into this cab.
Rattling in your brain.
It was like right there, yeah. Just clanging in my brain.
All I can think about is somebody like sensually licking your teeth, like very deliberately, like.
One time, my worst one was like it was like a mama bird feeding a baby bird, like my entire mouth.
Oh my God. Who was the mama bird?
Dude, my entire mouth was in her mouth, like she didn't know how to. I think I was the first person she was making out with. Like, we were pretty young. And then she, like, she just opened her mouth super wide and just sucked my entire face. It was disgusting.
I'm sure there's people out there that, that were into that, that would enjoy having their
They're not in the studio.
They're definitely not in the studio.
Avoid the tongue dots. They're, like, super wet, sloppery, like... It's gross. Like there shouldn't be a lot of like wet stuff that you shouldn't be like wiping your mouth when you're done. You know, that's when you know.
I had a cousin
disgusting.
Who wiped his mouth after his like kiss at his wedding.
Oh,
they got divorced.
Is this back burner?
Yeah. That's definitely back burner after that.
Call in.
Yeah, please.
Please, callers, call in.
Got
please.
11 minutes left.
Yeah, if you're a caller and have a story of someone clinking teeth, essentially licking your teeth, sucking on your face, any of those
and
variations,
or.
And or, but not limited to the above four mentioned, call us in and tell us the story.
604-822-3104. 604-822-3104.
And if Megan from Seattle is listening,
call back.
We'd like we'd like you to call back to tell us
update.
What's happened between that guy that you were going to break up with thanks to our advice.
I think she said it would be over by the weekend based off of what we told her and what we talked about. So it's past the weekend.
It is past the weekend.
So. My calculations.
Yeah, but
no
it's
shit.
I'm just waiting for the phone to light up, but
we could
only
do a
one person can change that.
We could do a song.
One more song.
Well,
no.
Oh,
a
you
song.
Mean oh, oh, a song.
You can do a song.
Teo's gonna.
You can do a song.
Teo's version
you know
of improv.
I want to play.
I still like the storytelling.
Can you sing, based off of acoustic.
Sure can.
Okay.
Am I making up the words?
You're making the words. Spin that mic around.
I'm making the words up.
You
I need another mic.
This one?
No. That mic. So, oopsie. All
right.
For those of you not in the studio, we're just rearranging the mics because I'm gonna play a little music and Gabe's gonna sing a little song.
Sure am.
I'll do it slower. This one's going to be about whatever you choose.
Whatever I feel with. Okay, relationships.
Okay.
Gotcha.
I'll give you
some. Do you want high voice, like falsetto? Do you want low voice?
Just feel
voice?
Through it. So I'll play a few chords.
Happy,
few
sad. What's the mood we're looking for here? Hopeful?
Pussy marijuana.
Or not. Maybe this goes out to Jacob, you know?
This goes out to Jacob.
The one caller tonight. Hopefully, let's make it two callers. But to Jacob and his hangout queen. When I was 10, we went to the mall. I got your number, gave you a call, but there was 8 people with the group. We called it a hangout spot, but you knew that I liked you a lot.
He knew she liked him a lot.
She knew I liked her a lot. 10 years later, now I'm 19, and I still want you to be my hangout queen.
His hangout queen.
So, was scrolling through Tinder the other day.
You tell
him. I saw you popped up on my page.
On Tinder.
I swiped right, and thought you just might.
Right.
Well, you swiped right on me, and I thought I was gonna see my queen from the hangout spot down at the mall. My heart for you sure did fall.
It sure did fall. It sure did fall.
But then I realized you wanted to be my friend, and I knew that it was the end.
Only
because I didn't say date.
That was great.
Wow.
We might do that again later today.
That was great. I'm so proud of you.
Wow.
We're still waiting on a caller to call back. For those of you just tuning in, that was fully... fully improvised on the spot, and the chord progression was random,
was
as you can probably tell. I can't wait to re-watch that.
Yeah, I'm going to listen back to that.
I love watching radio.
How about we play... Do you want to play one more... Any more songs you actually want to play? Or... anything.
To the
we got...
You can do, like, spoken word.
We got 7 minutes.
West Virginia...
Spoken How about
words. Spoken word like letter to my ex?
What are you thinking, Roman?
I mean, well, like, I'm only shouting this out because I don't know how much time we have, but like, I know we were having a conversation yesterday of craziest driving story. If anyone's got one of those, I would super, super love to share. Like,
craziest driving story?
Yeah. Like, I mean, everyone's got one of those. Like
there's a guy at the glass who's trying to get us to move.
Yeah.
You want me up there?
Okay.
Do you know this guy?
Literally getting somebody pulled
okay, so
out.
You remember how a week ago I got a girl to, like, I gave her my number? Well, now there's just a random dude with a ponytail banging on the window.
Yo.
And he's calling for me. I gotta go make a friend.
What if this is our, what if this is our caller?
Bye.
So while Gabe is gone,
okay. I don't know who this guy is.
Maybe bring him in.
No, that's a bad idea. Yeah. That's a bad idea.
Is it?
I think. Is it? We only got 5 minutes.
We only have 5 minutes.
But, like, perfect.
I do want to mention one thing, those callers. Relationships are very tough things. I mean, and jokes aside, it's very up and down. You know, you can be in a good spot one day and a bad spot the other day. Don't let it get to you if you're in one of those bad spots today, because, you know, everything is very, very non-substantial in terms of time. It'll feel like a long time when you're in the moment and looking back, you're like, well, that was actually, I shouldn't have been upset about that. So if you're in one of those bad days today and you're driving your car right now at 12:30 at night from wherever and you're like, well, I'm not really in a really happy place, that will change, because it does change. And we got to all hope it does, because if it wouldn't, that'd be pretty sad. So something to look forward to tomorrow morning. Get some good sleep and then wake up and with a positive energy, positive attitude, and hopefully that special person will come into your life.
Or not. And if not, keep your chin up.
Keep your chin up, you know. As Tom Petty used to say, when the world keeps dragging me around, and I won't back down. I think
Gabe's coming back.
Gabe's coming back. I think I want to do one more improv song before we go.
Okay. What did he say, Gabe?
He just wanted to say that it was just a fan who wanted to say he loved what we were doing and he wants to join the station tomorrow. So
man,
come on,
rock
back, Shane.
On. All right.
Adidas.
He's repping Adidas.
I wish we
he's
could
rubbing
have a
it
camera
against
in
the window.
Here to show you what's going on. For those of you tuning in, ladies and gentlemen, we have a stranger outside on our glass window, and he is very enthusiastically.
He literally loves us.
He's so happy.
Let's
sing him a
song. Sing a song about this guy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Improv about this guy.
Do you want to be my backup now?
All right,
you
be
my
guy.
Backup? Okay. Pull that. Want to pull that mic? Yeah. What's this guy's name?
Shane.
Okay. I'm going to just going to. His name is Shane?
Shane's got
Adidas
a mane. Mm-hmm. That's right, Shane. This one goes to you.
Oh my God. Yeah, he does.
He's got a mane. Oh, he's shaking his hair like a wild dog. Shake it.
Wednesday afternoon quickly turns to night. Our friend Shane at the window. He's hoping he's at the right place. He thought it was the pit, which is a club. Right next to this.
Right next to this.
But he was wrong.
Aren't we all?
But he wasn't long away.
Not so long. His hair was.
His hair came down to his knees. He made the people flee. Oh, Shane, won't you come back tomorrow when we're open again? When we're open again. We wish you would come back when we're open again. When we're open again.
Wow.
Shane, thanks for listening to that whole song dedicated to you.
Thank you, Shane.
Right, if callers. You're a caller, please call. You got 5 minutes.
You got 2 minutes.
You got 2 minutes to call in and ask us a question. And the number is? The number is, what's the number?
Oh, can I do it?
Yeah, go ahead.
604-822-3104.
What is that again? Say it again.
604-822-3104.
I think Shane is calling. I think the gentleman who's outside the window has called our number. He's going to call us in, I'm hoping.
Please call Shane.
For those of you viewers just tuning in, we just played that song for a guy that's right outside the studio. Okay, say the number again.
In the mic.
604-822-3104. 3104.
Sorry.
For those of you just tuning in, we're the Back Burner Show, and we just did some improv songs, and we have our boy Shane, who's outside our glass window we've never met before, who has been very enthusiastically here,
him.
And he's just calling us in right now.
Wait for it.
I don't. His phone's not working.
He's intoxicated.
The biggest.
He's now pointing at me and going, "No, no,
I'm not. You are.
You are.
I'm not stoned. You're stoned."
What is he asking for?
I don't know.
Okay, he
I know it's very. It makes for very difficult radio content when you can't see what's going on.
604-822-3104.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Yes.
So he has our numbers. So caller, ladies and gentlemen, you're going to be able to hear Shane,
who
we just played that song for,
glass.
And he's on the other end of our silent glass, but he can't come in here because it's locked.
There he is. There
we
he is.
We have him calling.
Hey, Shane.
Shane, you're live on CITR.
How's it going, lad?
Oh, he's Irish. I would have never guessed.
I am indeed, unfortunately. Are you having a good night, yeah?
Yeah.
It looks like it. I wish I was in there, lads. No,
so, Shane, have you got any relationship advice questions? Because we're actually a relationship advice show.
What's your questions?
No. Have you got any questions for us?
I got a big fucking question, really, right?
Okay.
What do you think, right? This is a mad question, right? What do you think of the Irish coming here to fucking Vancouver in the summer?
That's not really a relationship advice question at all.
Okay.
That's a very politically charged question,
what
Shane.
What is your input like?
Okay.
Shane, have you ever been to the pit?
Yes. I've been kicked out of there too many times.
Okay.
That's why I'm right here. I've been kicked out. Like,
you're talking to one of the bartenders right now.
For those of you who are not in the studio, Shane is outside the studio. He's been kicked out of the nightclub right next door, and he's outside the window, and he's
very
talking
upset.
To us on the phone.
Very upset.
So you want us to answer a question, Shane, about what do we think of Irish people in Vancouver during the summer?
Yeah, what's your take on the Irish people coming over to Vancouver in the summer?
With a relationship spin?
No, honestly, like, what's your...
I know a lot of people...
Like,
I know a lot of people who came from Vancouver, and I lived from Ireland, and they came to Vancouver in the last summer, and I lived with a lot of them. I had 6 wonderful roommates from Kerry and Limerick. They were wonderful people.
Love it.
And, I know some people who have, like, long-term... long-term relationships from,
wow.
Like, I guess, the summer.
B wants to
add to that.
All right. I love Irish people. They're so much fun. I've met so many over the years that have just like brightened my life. But I have one gripe, if this is okay. So
no worries. Do say what you want. Like
over the summers in the pit, the Irish have developed somewhat of a reputation for making a lot of mess and leaving tips.
Shane, do you tip your servers?
I don't speak for them, but it has happened, and you know what? It will happen, and it will keep happening. But I'm no fucking victim towards them. You know what I mean? Like I've no fucking connection with them. Like,
It is what it is. It's all
like,
good. We really appreciate that, but we like the energy. Irish bums on the beach.
Well, that's Shane's music cue to goodbye.
Wonderwall.
Wonderwall. What are the chords for Wonderwall? I don't even know the chords for Wonderwall.
Oh, wait.
No, I know the band. I just don't know the chords. I don't learn these songs. That's our
someday. It's gonna be the day that we're gonna come back to you. By now, you should somehow realize what you gotta do.
Hit it.
I don't believe that anybody
feels the way I do about you now. Yeehaw.
Thanks for calling in,
Shane. Thank you,
Shane. Have a good night and get home safe. Because you look like you're going to have trouble doing that.
I fucking respect this right now.
Ireland is pretty far, man.
Thank you to all our listeners.
Love that with you, right? You keep this going. You fucking keep on going. Tip it true, right? Fuck the Irish.
Okay, some hot takes we'll put on the back burner.
All right.
Wow.
Thank you, Shane.
Love you.
Love you, buddy.
up the fucking please.
You're good. We're good.
He's gone.
All right, my man.
There he goes.
So that's it for Shane, who called in all the way from right across the window, but he's from Ireland.
Yeah.
And he asked some non-relationship advice questions, even though that's what we asked him.
That was lit, though.
That was some great stuff. That's all for tonight's Back Burner Show. Any last words before we play
our land thing? Land acknowledgement.
Yeah, actually, you're right. We have that. Do that.
Just as a nice way to do the whole outro. Thanks for listening to Back Burner on CITR.
The Back Burner.
101.9 FM, broadcasting live from the unceded territory of the Musqueam people. We'll be back again soon. We don't know when.
Maybe next
undisclosed
week.
Undisclosed time.
Maybe not.
Undisclosed location, yeah. Really. You don't really know where
check
we're
check the website.
From.
There is no website.
There's no.
Check the fucking website.
Got him.
Catch the Synth Wars intro again.
If you hear it, that's us.
Like, yeah, if you hear that, the Jack O'Reilly Synth Wars intro, you know it's our show.
Yeah.
11 to 12, whatever day it's going to be. It's always 11 to 12.
We'll help you stick it in, pull it out, and deal with other life problems in an hour.
And thanks for listening.